哈利路亚奉主的圣名开始我们这一次以弗所书的学习。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, begin our studies of Ephesians.
我们如果照着课表的话其实这一节应该还是要是民数记哦。
If we go according to our schedule, this class is supposed to be still Book of Numbers.
但是在两个月以前黄传道打电话给我。
But about 2 months ago,Preacher Huang gave me a call.
问我有要不能不能要不要帮他多上一节啊
？And he asked me if I am willing if I need to take one more class from him.
因为那个时候我刚好在忙啊。
Because at the time I was busy with something else.
不知道在弄小孩子，很吵啊。
And I was probably busy taking care of my kids.
所以啊，其实我没有听得很清楚。
And therefore I did not hear him clearly.
我就跟他讲哦，个表，好好好，没问题，没问题，我们再说，就挂了哈。
And so I said, the schedule, okay, no problem.
所以随便答应别人是要付出代价的。
So if you say yes to someone casually, you have to pay the consequences.
所以这一次一来他就说啊，那这样子啊，多一节啊。我说为什么要多一节？
So this time when I came, he said, remember you have one more class from me. And I said, why?
他说你答应的。我说我哪有？
He said, you promised. And I said, no, I don't remember.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们啊。
So the Bible tells us.
他说啊，不要随意为外人做保哦。
Do not take a promise from other people.
没有听清楚的时候，不要随便说 yes 啊。
Don't say yes before you know the question clearly.
接下来这两天三天里面呢，我们会花一点时间来看以弗所书。
So the next 2 to 3 days, we will take some time to look at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书是圣经当中非常重要，对信徒非常重要的一卷书卷哦。
And the book of Ephesians is a very important book in the Bible for members of Christians.
它被称为圣灵论就是教会论，被称为教会论哦。
It's described as the book of church, a book of Holy Spirit.
我们其实我平常上课是不会有。你们如果有上过我的课，就知道我平常是没有讲义，也没有 PowerPoint 的。
And usually, if you know me well enough, you know usually I do not make PowerPoint or handouts.
因为我觉得说如果给你们讲义，你们就只看讲义。
Because I think that if I give you handouts, you will only read the handouts.
如果给你们 PowerPoint, 你们只会看。一幕只会看 PowerPoint
So if I give you PowerPoint You will only look at the screen And not the Bible
所以我一向是平常是不给的
So usually I do not give them
其实真实的理由是因为做它很麻烦
But the real reason is because It's very inconvenient to make
所以因为我的懒惰所以这次被黄传道好好的教导了开导了一番
And because I was so lazy this time Preacher Huang gave me a good lesson
所以我马上就悔改了
And therefore I repented quickly
赶快做一个给大家看一看
And I quickly made a PowerPoint
但是不要期望太多
So don't put too much expectation
好那我们来看一下以弗所书是保罗所写的
So the second book of Ephesians was authored by Paul
是针对以弗所教会所致他那个信是写给以弗所教会的
It's a letter written towards the church of Ephesus
但是虽然说是给以弗所教会
Even though it was aimed towards the church of Ephesus
但是其实也是同时给他附近的教会一起来传阅的
At the same time it's to be circulated among the other churches in the surrounding area
以弗所在哪里我们先看一下
Where is Ephesus?
看到没有？以弗所在亚细亚 ，Minor Asia
Ephesus is in Minor Asia
所以在启示录里面有讲到七间教会的第一间就是以弗所教会。
So among the seven churches that were mentioned in Revelation, Ephesus was the first church.
我们可以看到说以弗所它的地理位置。
You can see its geological position.
它是在海边同时在港湾
It is located right next to the water.
所以对一个商业来说它的地理位置非常的重要。
And there are business, it is in a very important position for business.
所以呢，以弗所就是在今天的土耳其
So the location of ancient time Ephesus is the modern day Turkey.
也是在使徒教会时期的一个非常重要的大城。
It was a big city at the apostolic time.
重点是因为它的位置，它的地理位置太重要了。
It's because of its geological location.
尤其是对商业活动海运来说，它的位置非常重要。
It was a very important port for transportation and business.
所以因为它的商业活动非常的发达。
Because it was so prosperous in business.
所以它自然它的城市里面的人数就非常多。
Naturally, it grew in population.
所以但是当一个城市的人非常的多。
When a city grows in population.
自然而然的道德观念就会堕落
Naturally, the moral standards will lower.
尤其是对那个商业兴盛财富横行的地方
especially a place where it's prospering and wealth.
啊，但是呢，在以弗所很有名的有一个叫亚迪米的神殿啊。
And we know that there is a very famous temple called the Artemis Temple.
啊，我们如果记得在《使徒行传》里面曾经出现一次很大的混乱。
Remember in Acts, there was once a very chaotic time.
啊，搞到最后啊，保罗都被抓去关起来了。
And in the end, Paul was imprisoned.
啊，就是亚迪米女神像的事件哦。
And this was caused by the event of the Artemis statue.
他说以弗所啊
，Artemis goddess.
以弗所啊，有一个银匠啊，就是做那个银做雕银子的哦。
So in Ephesus, there was a silversmith.
他们在做那个神龛啊，就是那个。女神像的一些那种纪念品啊，就是女神庙的纪念品的。
And therefore he made the artifacts and souvenirs of the temple for the temple.
因为很多人会去那里这个拜这个亚迪米女神呢、啊。
Because a lot of Artemis followers would come here and worship the god.
啊，结果啊，保罗一来传说，哎呀，你们所看到的这些都不是真的神呐、啊。
And therefore when Paul came upon this place, he told all the people that what you are looking at is not a true god.
糟糕啊，断人财路如同杀人父母啊。
And because of this, he has ended the money-making business of all these people.
哇，所以啊，马上就一个大的骚动就起来了。
And therefore, he created a huge riot.
然后就要把彼得，他们就想要把保罗打死啊。
And they wanted to kill Paul.
然后就把他抓到监牢里去关哦。
So they imprisoned him.
啊，这个就是亚迪米女神殿哈、哦、惹起来的风波、哦。
And this was the temple of the goddess Artemis.
啊，从早期的那个传说记载啊。
And from the myths of the past.
啊，在当主耶稣被钉死的时候。
When Jesus Christ was crucified.
啊，他最后所交代的就是他的母亲。
In the end, he gave his last words regarding his mother.
啊，说把耶稣的母亲交给他所爱的门徒啊。
He has handed his mother over to his beloved disciples.
啊，所以在教会被逼迫门徒四散以后啊。
Therefore, when the church was persecuted and the disciples dispersed.
啊，传说当中啊，约翰就把玛利亚带到以弗所了。
Word has it that John has taken Mary, the mother of Jesus, to the place of Ephesus.
哦，所以以弗所成为耶稣的母亲玛利亚最后在那里老死在那边了。
So Ephesus is said to be the place where the mother of Jesus, Mary, died.
啊，但是这里哈、哦，我有写哈、哦、传说哈、啊。
But this is only hearsay.
好，所以啊，不要把它当成真理啊。
So this is may not be part of the truth.
啊，这里就是亚迪米女神像啊。
Here we have the temple for Artemis.
啊，这个亚迪米女神也叫做生育之神。
The goddess of Artemis is also the goddess of fertility.
哦，就是很会生呐。
Therefore, she grants fertility.
哦啊，但是很会生，同时也是代表着五谷丰收、收获很多的丰收之神呐、啊。
To be high in fertility also means it is high in production, which means she gains a harvest.
啊，因为当代的人只重视两样啊。
Because in the past, people only emphasized on two things.
就是钱多、子女多。
They looked upon having lots of money and lots of children.
啊，就是啊，不是、啊，因为以前种田嘛，那个农产丰盛就是钱多嘛。
Because in the agricultural times, they needed a lot of.
啊，没有，农产就是那 harvest 很多、啊。
They needed a lot of. They emphasized on harvest.
家里就富裕了。
And that is how their wealth come up.
啊，子女众多。
And having a lot of descendants.
家族就兴旺了。
Then their house will be prosperous.
哦，所以这个是那个挖出来的亚迪米女神像，就是长这个样子、啊。
So this was the statue of Artemis that was unearthed.
啊，其实呢，到今天呢、啊，在以弗所还是有它的遗迹。
We know that until today, in the place of Ephesus, there are still traits.
啊，包括亚迪米女神庙哈、哦，还有一些遗迹在哈、哦。
There are still the leftovers of this temple.
哦，所以它是土耳其一个观光非常非常重要的重镇。
So this is a very important tour site of Turkey today.
啊，不只是因为啊亚迪米女神庙。
Not only because of the Temple of Artemis.
同时，因为以弗所在基督教界就是使徒教会里面的重要性啊、哦。
Also because of the importance of Ephesus.The location within the Christian community.
那以弗所书被称为监狱书信。
So, the Book of Ephesians is called as the captivity letter.
啊，请问一下，监狱书信有几卷
？How many captivity letters were there?
有几卷？四卷。
Four.
请问是哪四卷
？Which four are they?
来。 监狱书啊，第一啊，什么叫监狱书信
？First of all, what is a captivity letter?
监狱里面的人吗？
Is it written to people in the prison?
哇，那监狱人好可怜啊！来写个信给他啊，监狱书信。
Is it written to the people of captivity?
那、啊、是这样子吗
？Is it true?
啊，不是啊。
No.
啊，问你为什么叫监狱书信？啊，可怜啊，那个位置刚好颠倒啊。
So it's just vice versa.
啊，其实啊，写信给监狱里面的人比较快乐一点哦。
It would be easier to write to the captive.
啊，至少代表你是自由的啊、哦。
At least it means you are still free.
啊，在监狱里面写信那就不一样了、啊。
Letters that were written within captivity.
啊，所以监狱书信啊，是保罗身在监牢里面所写的信。
So the captivity letters were the letters Paul has written when he was in prison.
来，我们来看一下监狱书信有哪几卷。
So let's look at the few letters of captivity.
从以弗所。
Ephesians.
是照顺序来，照顺序来。以弗所
，Ephesians，
你照顺序来，照顺序来。
Please do in chronological order.
对，以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西
，Ephesians、Philippians、Colossians、
腓立门。但是其实还有一卷呢。
And naturally, there's another.
还有一卷，提摩太后书。提摩太后书不是说我在什么？他说我在监牢，你说没有人来陪我吗
？Second Timothy, you mentioned that.
所以提摩太后书也是在监牢里面写的。
So Second Timothy was also written in prison.
或者软禁吧，看你要怎么说吧。好，所以啊，监狱书信是保罗在监牢里面写的。
So the captivity letters were the letters that Paul wrote while in prison.
但是如果你看一下哈，他监狱书信写的是什么东西哦
？If you look at the things that he wrote within these letters,
以弗所书的重点在讲什么
？What was the most important part? What was the most important point?
你在教会当中当如何行事
？It talks about how you should deal with things in the church.
这是教会生活的指导。
It is a guide to Christian living.
腓立比书讲什么？
What does Philippians talk about?
讲受苦当中能够拥有喜乐。
It's to have joy within your sufferings.
哦，所以喜乐的人生叫做喜乐的书信。
And therefore, Philippians is also called the book of joy.
哥罗西是什么
？Colossians.
大患难中充满盼望。
To have hope within your in your sufferings.
腓立门书是什么
？Philemon.
啊，腓立门其实跟他。腓立门是，哎呀，请你不要把阿尼西姆打死啊，就是这样子而已啊。
So the book of Philemon just says, "Do not kill Onesimus."
哦，腓立门书叫做个人的求情的书信啊。
So Philemon was a letter of pleading.
啊，提摩太后书是什么
？Second Timothy.
是保罗临终最后的遗言啊。
Was his last words before he passed away.
哎，你会发觉说，这些写在监狱里面的书信哦。
You realize that one thing in common of all these books that was written in captivity.
哦，都没有一副这样子，我很可怜，我被关起来的感觉啊。
Do not have any sense of self-pity.
啊，人呢、啊，有时候啊，当人在患难里面哦。
Sometimes within our suffering.
啊，不小心的话，常常会落入这种自忧自怜、自以为可怜的状况哦。
Sometimes we accidentally fall into this situation of being self-pity.
啊，但是我们看啊，我们看保罗被关在监牢里的时候啊。
But when Paul was in captivity,
他写出喜乐的书信。
He's written the letter of joy.
他重视将来的盼望。
And he looked towards the hope.
他教导门徒信徒应该有的生活。
And he taught his members how to live their Christian lives.
啊，到最后啊，谆谆教诲提摩太，你应该要怎么样才是神的好工人
？And in the end, he gave all these advice to Timothy to teach him how to become a good worker of God.
所以身体可以被拘禁。
And for even though your body is bounded,
但是心灵可以更超越。
Your heart surpasses everything.
你生活当中可以在苦难当中。
You may live in suffering，
但是不代表你的心灵也要被监禁在苦难里面。
It does not mean that your heart will be in captivity。
啊，所以很多时候啊，人生喜快乐不快乐哈、哦、
？Sometimes whether we're happy or not in our life，
常常不是被你的环境所决定。
Sometimes it's not determined by where you are，
而是由你能不能超越你的现实环境来决定的。
It's determined by if you are able to surpass your surrounding。
啊，所以我们在讲祷告啊。
So when we talk about praying，
祷告的目的到底是什么
？What is the purpose of prayer？
有人这样子说哈、哦。
Some say that。
他说祷告不见得改变你的现实环境。
Prayer doesn't necessarily change your surroundings.
但是祷告可以改变那个祷告的人。
But prayer can change the one who prays.
原本在你祷告以前呢、啊，天大地大，走投无路的事情啊。
Before you prayed, oh, there are things that you cannot solve in the world.
你祷告完站起来，发觉耸耸肩也没什么大不了的、啊。
After you prayed, you get up and you shrug away all your worries.
要不然怎么样嘛？人生要继续要走啊。
So what? I'll continue with my life.
哭也是一天，笑也是一天啊。
If I cry, it's a day. If I smile, it's another day.
所以我常常告诉自己啊。
So I tell myself often.
有时候啊，当人生遇到一些很苦闷的事情哦。
Sometimes when I face frustrating things in my life.
你们不要以为啊，做传道啊，整天就是嘻嘻哈哈的啊。
Do not think that preachers are happy every day.
其实我们也有自己的心中的苦啊。
We do have our own worries.
我们也有自己啊，解决不了的问题啊。
We do have questions that we cannot solve.
我们人生也会遇到一些自己不想面对的苦难。
We also encounter sufferings that we do not want to face.
啊，但是我常常告诉自己啊。
I often tell myself.
啊，其实啊，十年之后回头一看，笑一笑也没什么。
If I look back 10 years from now, and it will be nothing.
人生没有走不过去的坎。
There is no obstacle that we cannot overcome.
尤其是对有信仰的人来说。
Especially for those of us who have faith.
你今天看如同大山一样的问题。
If today a mountain is blocking in front of you.
十年之后只是你人生的一个过程而已。
10 years from now, it will only be a process.
总是会过去的。
One day will be over.
你看那个小朋友哦。
If you look at the children.
你看那个小朋友，那个在学校考试哦。
If you look at little children taking exams in class.
哦，如果考差了，好像天崩地裂一样啊。
If they do badly in a test, it'll feel like the end of the world to them.
啊，我还记得我大学第一次被当掉哦。
I remember the first time I ever failed a course in college.
我觉得人生是黑暗的。
I thought my world was in complete darkness.
我在想要怎么样把这个消息让我的家人知道。
I thought about how do I break the news to my family.
我从来没有被当掉过，一辈子第一次被当掉啊。
I have never ever failed anything in my life.
你说当掉很难的课也就算了。
If you feel something terribly hard, then that's fine.
我是天文学被当掉啊。
But I failed astrology.
啊，所以啊，那时候真的是觉得人生是黑暗的啊。
And so at the time, I thought my life was in despair.
那但是啊，你看啊，几十年过来了。
But years passed.
哎，回头一看，其实也没有什么大不了的。
And I look back, and it's nothing.
人生总是会继续前进的。
Life goes on.
好，所以我们今天如果身处在患难当中哦。
So today we're living in suffering.
啊，如同保罗被丢到监牢里面关起来。
Just like Paul being imprisoned.
啊，其实啊，人的身体被拘禁，但是保罗的心灵更超越啊。
Even if our body is in captivity, our heart will surpass everything.
所以我们发觉说，保罗对道理最深刻的认识，跟对耶稣最深刻的体验，都是在监牢里面。
So we can see that when Paul had the most experience towards God and life was when he was in prison.
啊，尤其是他最后人生最后所讲的哈、
哦、，especially by near the end of his life，
他说众人都离开我了
，all has left him，
但是神常与我同在啊
，but God remained and abided with him，
啊，这是在监牢里面才会有的感动啊
，and this was his inspiration within the jail，
哦，所以这个叫监狱书信的一卷啊
，and therefore this was one of the letters of captivity。
啊，在以弗所书，他强调教会的合一精神
，book of Ephesians emphasizes the spirit of unity within the church。
我们来看一下以弗所书哈、哦。
Let's look at the book.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at the book of Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的第三节哈。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
以弗所书四章三节
Chapter 4 verse 3、
啊、在这里说用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心第四节
4
身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召一个指望一主一信一喜一神
5
就是众人的父超乎众人之上冠乎众人之中 6 也住在众人之内这是我们很熟悉的一段经节、啊、
This is a passage of very, a lot of familiarity、
啊、所以在这里不断的强调合一、啊、只有一个啊
So it talks about unity. There is only one body, one spirit.
那主耶稣在离世升天、离世以前呐、啊、的一次很长的祷告哈。
For Jesus Christ passed from the world, he made a very long prayer.
啊，他在祷告当中啊，主耶稣最后向天上的父祷告求三件事情啊。
In his very long prayer, he prayed to the God for three things.
我们来看主耶稣最后祷告在求什么啊
？Let us read his last prayer.
我们来看约翰福音的第十七章。
Gospel of John chapter 17.
约翰福音的第十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的第一节啊。
John 17 verse 1.
这是耶稣最后的祷告
This was the very last prayer of Jesus Christ.
他这里说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子， 使儿子也荣耀你。好，所以耶稣最后祷告第一个求什么？求荣耀。
So during his last prayer, first thing he prayed was for the glory of God.
第二个求什么？
Secondly,
我们来看一下第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
啊，十一节说，凡啊，从今以后我不在世上，他们就在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我你的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，正如我们像我们一样。好，所以这是第二个。
Secondly,
那第三十九节。
Thirdly, 19.
啊，十九节，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。好，所以主耶稣在离世以前求三件啊。
So there are three things that Jesus Christ prayed for before he depart from the world.
啊，第一求荣耀。
Firstly, pray for the glory of God.
啊，第二求合一。
Secondly, pray for unity.
啊，第三求成圣啊。
Then he pray for sanctification.
哦，所以这个也是我们今天一个基督徒所必须人生要追求的三件。
So these are the most three most important things that we should pursue after as Christians.
啊，主耶稣讲说啊，我做什么，我的门徒也要一样做啊。
Jesus said that, I will do something, so will my disciples.
啊，我要凡事给我的门徒留下榜样啊。
I will leave an example to for them.
哦，所以记得在你的信仰人生当中，你要求这三件啊。
Therefore, remember during our path of faith, we must
pray for these things.
First of all, you must pray for glory.
你一定要求合一。
Must pray for unity.
你一定要求成圣啊。
You surely must pray for to be sanctified.
第二、第三比较 OK 吧，哈。
The second and the third one are more reasonable.
啊，求合一啊，祷告使我们在主里合而为一啊，没问题啊。
So we think if we pray for unity, that's easy. We'll pray.
啊，求圣啊，求成圣啊，主啊，求你使我成为圣洁啊。
And if we pray for sanctification, oh Lord, please sanctify me.
啊，糟糕啊，刚刚我们讲说你要求荣耀，对不对？
But then we also talked about praying for glory.
啊，真耶稣教会的信徒只要一听到求荣耀啊，心就凉了半截啊。
So the members of True Jesus Christ, if you hear about praying for your own glory, then you will be shocked.
因为我们对荣耀这两个字非常敏感啊。
Because we're very sensitive towards the word glory.
荣耀归于神。
Glory belongs to God.
啊，所以我今天如果跟你讲啊。
So if today I am to say to you.
啊，开父啊，今天你有没有求荣耀啊？
开父 did you pray for glory today?
哇，脚就软了，马上就悔改啊。
开父 will repent right away.
啊，但是啊，主耶稣凡事给我们留下榜样啊。
But God has left us an example.
啊，这里说主耶稣可以求荣耀。
Here Jesus can pray for glory.
代表说我们今天也应该要像他一样求荣耀啊。
It also tells us that today we must pray for glory just like him.
啊，那怎么办？我们一方面说不可以求荣耀，主耶稣又给我们留下一个榜样要求荣耀。
But what should we do? On one hand, we shouldn't pray for our own glory, but then on the other hand, Jesus left an example for us to pray for glory.
要不要求荣耀？
How do we pray for glory?
需要，真的需要。
Do we need to pray for glory?
Yes, we do. 一个人如果今生不求荣耀，
If we do not pray for glory in our life,
有时候你信仰会失去追求的方向。
Then you will lose your direction of pursuit in your faith.
什么叫荣耀？
What is glory?
保罗说：“我看到将来为我预备丰厚无比永远的荣耀，那是我的盼望。”
Paul says, "I look at the future and what the reward and glory has been saved for me, and that will be my reward."
那个你要不要？
Do you want the reward?
那个你就突然要了嘛。
All of a sudden, you want your reward.
我说天国奖赏要不要？要。
Do you want the inheritance of heaven? Yes.
啊，一讲荣耀啊，不要。
Glory? No.
哦，所以其实是一样的事情啊。
It is the same thing.
啊，但是在这里啊，求荣耀，主耶稣求荣耀有几个先决条件啊。
But there are some criteria for praying for glory.
啊，第一啊，他说你所交代我的事，我都已经完成了。
First of all, says I have done what you have commanded of me.
人可不可以求荣耀？可以。
Can we pray for glory?
但是你要把神在你生命当中安排的所有价值全部活出来。
But then you have to live out all the values that God has established within your life.
像保罗活出一个完全舍己为耶稣的人生。
Just like Paul, he sacrificed his life for Christ.
保罗说：“荣耀冠冕是我的啊。”
Paul says that the crown of glory is mine.
这叫做求荣耀哈。
This is when he prayed for glory.
所以第一要完成你所托付的工。
So first of all, you have to finish all the work that you have been commanded to do.
第二时间点。
Secondly, timing.
请问耶稣基督是什么时候求荣耀的？
When did Jesus Christ pray for his glory?
准备要钉十字架之前啊。
Just right before he was crucified.
好，所以啊，你什么时候可以求荣耀？
So when can you start praying for your glory?
就是准备要走之前啊。
Before you're about to depart from
the world. 不要太早求啊。
Do not start to pray for glory very early on.
你一求荣耀，主耶稣说啊，回来吧，回来吧，回来吧。
If you start praying for glory, Jesus may say, okay, come back to me.
好，所以想要活久一点的人啊。
So for those of you who want to live a little longer.
不要太早求 荣耀啊。
Don't start praying for glory too early on.
但是当你这一辈子活出了一个配得的人生。
But if you have lived a worthy life.
像保罗一样，我有把握啊，天上的冠冕，当跑的路我都跑完了。
Like Paul, he's sure that he has run the race and he has the glory waiting for him.
已经准备安然见主了。
He is ready to see God.
你可以跟主求荣耀。
You can pray for glory.
因为你已经赢得了荣耀的资格。
Because you have won the right to glory.
啊，所以在这里是主耶稣求的三件事啊。
So these are the three things that Jesus Christ prayed for.
所以主耶稣重视荣耀，重视合一，跟重视成圣。
So Jesus Christ prayed for glory, for unity, and for sanctification.
所以我们今天的信徒啊，在我们还在世的时候
，So today members, while we're still living,
也要竭力追求主里的合一啊。
We must also pursue after unity in Christ.
但是其实这个不容易。
It is hard.
为什么
？Why?
因为每个人。都不太一样啊。
Because everyone is different.
不同的文化，不同的背景，不同的观念，不同的教导。
We come from different cultures and backgrounds, and we have different opinions and values.
也因此呢，我们很多时候观念、做事的方法，通通都不同。
And therefore, this is why sometimes when we do something, we all approach it different ways.
其实啊，不要讲到这一些什么文化背景啊、种族观念啊，都不要讲这些啊。
But if we take all the differences aside,
光是男女就大不同了。
Merely being different sexes.Makes us very different.
所以啊，神的创造非常奇妙啊。
Therefore, God's creation is truly miraculous.
一样的人啊，可以创出两种不一样的种族来啊。
Same human being, he can create two different genders.
其实男生跟女生是不同种族的。
So we know that actually two different genders are indeed two different species.
我们都是人呐。
We are all human.
但是你没有发觉男生跟女生完全不一样吗
？But don't you think female and male are completely different?
为什么
？Why is that so?
因为它的原始成分不同啊。
Because we are made of different material.
你是怎么做的
？What were you made of?
土啊。
Ground, soil.
你是怎么做的
？What were you made of?
骨头啊。
Bones.
你现在就知道为什么夫妻吵架啊，夫妻关系会不太一样吗
？Sometimes this is why you think marriage have problems.
所以遇到骨头做的太太。
You have encountered wives that are made of bone.
做土的我们就要好下一句。
Those of us who are made of dirt.
要认识啊，你的太太是不一样的东西做成的。
Make sure you know that your wife is composed of something else.
所以做尘土的我们要包容度要大一点啊。
So those of us who are made of dirt, let's try to be more encompassing.
你一定要强调 dirt 嘛，你可以用 soil
嘛。Soil.
谢谢啊。好，所以啊，在教。所以啊，在教会里面啊，我们大家都不太一样啊。
So within the church, we are all very different.
所以啊，要在教会里众多的不同当中，如何来合一呢
？So within all these differences in church, how can we be unified?
很多时候啊，我们挣扎在哪里
？What are our struggles?
挣扎在合你的一还是合我的一啊
？Our struggles is that do we unify towards your one or my one?
为什么我要听你的？
Why do I have to listen to you?
你为什么不听我的
？Why don't you come and follow me?
这个从家庭夫妻关系。
Not simply starting from our family and between our marriage.
一直到教会行政处理事情的原则。
To the execution of church matters.
我们常常都在这里啊，为什么我要听你的？为什么你不听我的
？We are all here. Why do I have to listen to you when you won't listen to me?
这里挣扎的关键都在于和谁的一呀、啊。
So our point of struggle is usually who do we follow?
但是呢，但是啊，在教会里面的观念呢、啊、
，within the church，
不是合你的一，也不是合我的一。
We do not unify towards one or the other。
合谁的一？
Who do we unify towards？
基督耶稣的一啊。
We unify towards Lord Jesus Christ。
所以保罗告诉我们啊
，Therefore Paul tells us，
说要以基督的心为心啊。
Our hearts have to be unified with。
如果你的心是基督的心
，If we have the heart of Christ，
我的心也是基督的心。
Your heart is also the heart of Christ.
自然我们两个心就合一了。
Then naturally our heart will become one.
每次在讲婚姻的道理啊。
So every time we talk about lessons towards marriage,
我们都常讲一个三角形哦。
We talk about a triangle.
先生、太太，然后主耶稣。
The pyramid with the husband and wife on the side and Jesus is in the center.
一个三角形。
The triangle.
先生越接近耶稣。
The closer the husband is towards God,
太太越接近耶稣,
the closer the wife is towards God,
夫妻的关系就越来越近,
then the husband and wife will become closer.
这不只是讲夫妻关系而已啊。
This not only refers to a relationship between marriage.
教会的同龄也是一样啊。
It's the same with members of the church.
教会的同龄每个人都越来越像耶稣。
If we all become more and more like Jesus Christ,
你长得好像耶稣，你也长得好像耶稣，大家自然那种。关系就越来越近啊
If you are like Jesus Christ and he is more like Jesus Christ too. Naturally, we all have the likeness of Christ.
开会更不会有人拍桌子踹椅子啦。
When we have meetings, no one will slam the table or push the chairs.
为什么？因为你想的阿哥圣，你想的、你讲的，跟神感动我的是一样的。
Because what you think and I think are all inspired from what God has inspired us.
所以教会要合一的关键在哪里
？Therefore, what is the most important thing for church for the unity of church?
在于祷告圣灵的引领。
Depended on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你看有的教会有很会祷告哦。
Some church are very good at praying.
哦，我听说，我不能讲，我没有住过这，但是我听说伯恩教会非常会祷告。
I've heard that Bowen Park Church is very good at prayer.
因为很会祷告，所以圣灵在当中运行。
Because they pray a lot, so the Holy Spirit abides with them.
因为圣灵在当中运行，所以负责人工作非常同心。
Because the Holy Spirit works with them, so the coordinators work in one unity.
那因为负责人非常同心，所以带动信徒一起努力。
Because the coordinators are in so much unity, then the members will work together.
哦，所以在过去这么多年，我们看到这一间教会不断的在神的恩典之下不断成长。
So in the past years, we continue to see how this church has grown under the love of God.
那其他地方我不知道，但是我知道纽约教会也是一个非常会祷告的教会。
And I'm not sure about other churches, but I know for sure that in New York, the church is also a church of prayer.
那虽然我觉得纽约教会就很像圣经里面所讲的哦。
And I feel like the church of New York is just like the church that's mentioned in the Bible.
圣经里面讲说，有能力的不多，有智慧的也不多哦。
The Bible mentioned that those with talents are few, those with wisdom are few.
真的讲实话，在纽约我们是很普通，甚至很卑微的一群人。
In actuality, in New York, a lot of our members, we are very humble and we are very simple.
但是在我到那里，我发觉一件事情，就是纽约教会非常会祷告。
But when I go there, I realize one thing, that is the church in New York, they pray a lot.
所以做纽约教会的传道压力非常大。
Therefore, as a preacher of the church in New York, I have a lot of pressure.
再早去都信徒都说啊，传道你现在才来啊。
No matter how early I go, the members will say, "Oh, preacher, you're here."
我想说安息日你九点来干什么？
And I would wonder why.You here at 9 a.m. on Sabbath day.
好啊，但是啊，很多信徒九点就来祷告，九点半就来祷告啦。
A lot of members they come very early at 9:30 to pray.
好，我们十点开始聚会哈。
Our service starts at 10.
所以传道如果9:50到啊，信徒就说传道你又迟到啦。
So if our service starts at 10, so if the preacher arrives at 9:50, the members will say, "Preacher, you're late again."
这个时候怎么办
？What should I do?
就要指着自己的孩子。
I will point towards my kids.
就是他们。慢了点啊、
It is they who delayed.
啊，感谢主啊，家人就是这样用的啊。
So thank God, this is the purpose of family members.
哦，但是啊，当一间教会很会祷告哦。
If a church can pray,
虽然可能有恩赐、有能力、有智慧、有才能的不多啊。
Even though those with talents and those with wisdom and those with knowledge are few.
啊，但是啊，在一切人的不足当中啊，神就给你全部补足啊。
If we were all our incompetence, God will fill.
哦、所以啊，能够在教会的事工发展当中非常同心哦。
So they can all have unity in the growth of church.
哦、我们呢、啊，负责人会开会非常快啊。
And when we have board meetings, it happens very fast.
我们开会大概一个小时就解决了。
We can finish our meeting within an hour.
啊，如果有人带吃的来，就会开一个半小时啊。
And if someone brings food, then we'll take an hour and a half.
如果没有吃的，四十分钟就要解散了、
啊。If there's no food, then we'll end the meeting in 40 minutes.
因为大家都很好很亲呐、啊。
Because we're all very close to one another.、
哦、所以啊，教会。重要的不是哪一个专业管理人员，哪一个天才的、哦、那个很有恩赐的人 来做啊，不是啊。
So for a church to prosper, it doesn't matter if you have holy workers who has a lot of talents or wealth.
教会里面只要大家懂得祷告
，most important is to have a lot of people who pray.
你自然会看到神的能力的彰显。
Naturally, you will see the manifestation of God's love and power.
哦，所以不是哪一个工人很厉害。
So it is not how talented a worker is.
不是传道，不是负责人。
It is not how great the preacher or the coordinators are.
都是神在做，神的作为，神在动工啊。
It is indeed God's work.
那所以你如果问问纽约教会的信的负责人的信徒哦。
Therefore, if you ask the members from your church or the coordinators,
我们有没有慕道者
？Do we have truth seekers?
有啦，满山遍野的慕道者啊。
Yes, all everywhere. They're everywhere.
但是啊，这些慕道者是哪里来的
？But where do all these truth seekers come from?
讲一句很不好意思的话，都不是我们自己带来的。
We're kind of shameful to say, but we don't know. They just come by themselves.
我们会有人这样子。打开门偷看我们在干嘛哦
？Sometimes we will have people open our door and peek inside.
哦，教会啊，进来看看啊。
They will say, "Oh, it's a church. Maybe I'll come in and take a look."
哦，就坐完整个聚会哦。
And then they'll sit there for the entire service.
哦，传道说祷告，求圣灵。
And when the preacher says, "Let us pray," let's pray for the Holy Spirit.
跪下来啊，跪下来，就跟着一起跪啊。
So the truth seeker will just kneel down with everyone else.
跪下来就得圣灵啊。
And when they kneel down, they pray, they receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，聚会完啊，传道还说，哎，这是哪一位啊
？And so after the service, preacher will say, "Who and who?" who are you?
啊，不认识啊。
Nobody knows.
啊，慕道个一两年之后就洗礼啦。
So after a few years, this true seeker continues to come and then you get baptized.
这是人有本事吗？
Can anyone have this kind of power?
还是我们布道很厉害呢？
Are we really good at evangelism?
没有啦，多祷告就好啦。
No, let's just pray. Let's just say we pray a lot.
啊，但是不是说人不要做哈？
But it is not to say we don't have to do anything.
你不要回去跟你们教会负责人讲说，传道说都不要布道，不要发传单啦。
Don't go back to interior coordinators. The preacher says that you don't have to preach. You don't have to hand out flyers.
天天祷告就会从天上掉慕道者下来啊。
Just pray every day so that the true seekers just come by themselves.
人要尽本分。
We must also do our duties.
但是最重要的是神要动工才可以啊。
But the most important is to have God's work abide.
啊，但是神要动工有一个很先决的条件啊。
There's a very
essential.
Essential need before God works with you.
就是教会要同心。
The most important thing is that the church has to be work in unity.
这又回到祷告当中啦。
So this also goes back to prayer.
你祷告够，你信徒就同心。
If you pray enough, then your members will be in unity.
你祷告不够，你做再多都没有用。
If you do not pray enough, it doesn't matter how much you do.
所以有时候我们在看到有些教会啊，他们正在买会堂，或者是准备要买会堂哦。
So we can see that some churches before they are ready to purchase a chapel or they are about to purchase a chapel.
那在这里啊，给大家一个鼓励啊。
Here, I would like to encourage all of you.
买会堂不是经济问题。
To purchase a location of service is not, does not depend on your financial situation.
买会堂不是人力的问题。
It does not depend on your workers.
买会堂是信仰的问题。
It depends on your faith.
所以我们今天要买会堂，不是看你手上钱够不够，不是哦。
So if we were to purchase a chapel, we do not look at how much money you have.
不是看教会里面有没有专门搞建筑 的人才哦，不是哦。
Well, you don't have to look at specialists or constructors, contractors from your church.
在真耶稣教会里面。
Most important thing in True Jesus Church.
如果钱是唯一的问题，
if money is the only problem,
那就没有问题。
Then there's no problem.
今天的问题不在钱啊。
Today our problem does not lie within money.
问题在哪里？
What is our problem?
问题在是不是神的旨意？
The problem is this the will of God?
问题在信徒有没有共识？
Does the members have a unified thoughts?
问题在于众人能不能同心祷告，这才是问题啊。
Most important thing is, can everyone pray together?
如果今天负责人当中不能够有合一的意见，
if the coordinators cannot work in unity,
一定要靠投票，哎呀，我多一票，好，这样子去执行。
If they have to do everything by the number of votes,
好，那我输了，那我不管可以吧？
Okay, if I lose my vote, then whatever, just do whatever you want.
只有什么，大家都输了。
And then this way, everyone loses.
我说要一直祷告到大家有共识。
You must pray until you all have unity.
啊，并且有一个同样努力的方向。
And you have unity of the directions.
啊，这样子做起圣工来，你才会发觉说，你在每一步当中，神不断的显神迹给你看。
That is how when you start working, you will see that every step of the way, God will show you miracles.
这个叫做合一啊。
And this is the spirit of unity.
所以主耶稣为什么一直求让信徒合一？
So why does Jesus Christ continue to pray for the unity of his members?
为什么保罗在以弗所书要不断的讲合一的道理？
Why does Paul continue to talk about unity in the book of Ephesians?
因为这个是信徒信仰成长的关键。
Because this is a key point for the growth of the members.
也是教会发展的关键。
And also the essential key point for a church to prosper.
啊，但是要合一，必须要愿意付出代价。
But in order to be unified, you must pay a price.
什么代价？
What is the price you have to pay?
放下你自己的代价。
You have to put down yourself.
在教会里啊，怎么做是最方便哦？
What is the easiest way to make something happen in church?
只要把神的光环披在身上，就做事最方便啊。
As long as you wear God's glory around.
什么意思哈？啊，我什么意思哈？
What does it mean?
你只要跟人家有意见不同哦。
If you have a disputed matter.
这是神的旨意。
Tell them this is the will of God.
你不要阻挡教会的圣工。
Do not interfere with the holy work.
啊，那个祷告为什么？愿啊什么？我们在天上的父，愿人都遵你的名，愿你的国降，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上啊。
May your will be done.
阻挡神的旨意啊。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do not come across.
这个是最危险而且最糟糕的一件事情。
Do not come between God's will. So this is the worst and the most dangerous thing that can happen in church.
当你把你的想法冠上这是神的旨意，你完蛋了。
When you say your own thoughts are the will of God, then you are doomed.
为什么？
Why?
因为你觉得你自己就是你的神。
Because you feel like you are the God of yourself.
要不然你怎么知道说你这一定是神的旨意？
Or else, how do you know your thoughts are the will of God?
任何人跟我不一样，就是阻挡神的旨意。
Whoever has different thoughts are coming between God's will.
小心呐、
啊、！You have to be very careful.
因为神，因为这是人骄傲的开始啊。
Because this is the beginning of man's pride.
那所以啊，我们今天在参与教会圣工要热心。
So today we have to work hard. We have to be zealous when we are participating in holy work.
但是不要过分强调自我。
But do not emphasize on your own thoughts.
你知道吗？你的意见可能是最好的。
You know that your opinion may be the best.
但是最好的意见不代表是对的。
But the best opinion may not be the right one.
为什么这样子说呢？
Why do I say that?
好的意见可能是在错误的时间点。
A good idea may come up at wrong timing.
哦，所以啊，你看不到未来，你不知道接下来的时间呢、啊。
So you cannot see the future. You don't know what the timing lies in.
你觉得现在最好就是买，就是这个样，一定要这一间。
If you believe that right now is the right timing, we have to purchase a chapel right now.
啊，你要是不让我买，我就抗议，我就睡在教会门口。
If you do not let me purchase a chapel right now, then I'll protest. I'll sleep in front of the church.
你怎么知道下一个礼拜不会房地产崩盘，它剩下一半的价格呢？
How do you know if next week the real estate market may not collapse and it may be half the price?
你怎么知道下一个礼拜不会有另外一间更大、更好、更美、更便宜的来给你呢？
How do you know if next week there won't be another a better, bigger chapel that comes onto the market?
所以人要提出自己认为最好的意见。
So man, you can propose what you think is the best idea.
但是千万不要坚持我绝对是最正确的那个人。
But do not emphasize on your own ideas.
啊，到最后就是什么？祷告求神旨意成全啊。
In the end, all you have to do is pray for God's will.
人尽本分，最后就是祷告交给神。
Try your best, but then hand everything over to the God's hand.
不管结果是什么，我都尊重并且感谢。
No matter the result, I will respect and I'll be thankful.
啊，如果都能这样的话，教会自然就合一了。
And if this is the way God, church works, then obviously everyone will be in the unison.
我们在上新约的时候，梁传道有讲到以弗所书的结构哦。
And when we talk of when we learned about New Testament, preacher Liang has taught us about the structure of Ephesians.
哦，所以这个部分已经被他讲掉了。
So he's already covered that part.
啊，所以以弗所书结构非常简单。
The structure of Ephesians is very easy.
分成两个部分哦。
There are two parts.
一个是道理性的。
First of all, it is the truth.
另外一个是生活性的。
Second part is regarding life.
啊，这两种我们都要会哦。
We have to know both.
啊，我们今天有时候啊，信仰都走极端呐、啊。
Today we often walk on the extremes of
faith. 要么就是走那个纯道理啊。
Either we walk on pure faith.
要么就是走纯生活啊。
Or we veer towards pure living.
啊，所以啊，聚会啊，有的信徒啊，就要讲那种很深奥的理论啊。
So during services, some members they prefer those really deep teachings.
哦，所以啊，如果不是讲那个啊，你就觉得你讲到不够水准不足啊。
And if you do not talk about those teachings, then some members will feel like your teachings are not up to standard.
因为有些人觉得说，哇，这个圣经道理一定要深奥啊。
Because some people feel like the truth of the Bible must be very deep and mysterious.
你看看主耶稣讲的道理有多深奥。
Imagine, do you remember how deep were the teachings of Jesus Christ?
有吗？没有啊，都常常讲故事给大家听啊。
Was it deep? No, he often spoke in stories and parables.
只是从故事当中让人去思考。
But from the stories and parables, you can meditate.
啊，但是有的人就走极端啊，走另外一个方向啊。
But some people prefer these extreme measures.
哇，讲道理一定要听故事啊。
We want to listen to all these stories.
听故事，听见证，神迹奇事啊，才有趣啊。
All we want is stories and testimonies and miracles. That's what makes everything interesting.
我印象很深哦，有一次哦，我去一个教会。帮忙灵恩会哦。
Once I was helping a church spiritual convocation.
那结果啊，那个圣餐礼办要办圣餐礼，办结束以后圣餐礼要办下来哦。
And during Holy Communion.
啊，有一个教会的老信徒啊，来跟我说啊。
There was an old member that came up to me and talked to me.
他说啊，我觉得我们这需要改一下。
He said there's something that needs to be changed.
为什么圣餐礼要办得这么严肃呢
？Why does the Holy Communion have to be so serious？
你可以讲两个笑话笑一下吗
？You can tell us two jokes and everyone can have a laugh.
我说圣餐礼耶。
I said, this is the Holy Communion.
基本上就是办丧礼耶。
Technically speaking, it is like a funeral.
你可以想象传道去办丧礼啊！我 Google 上最近看到一个笑话啊，大家笑一下啊。
Can you imagine a pastor holding a funeral and sharing jokes that he Googled?
哇，可能啊，圣经就丢过来了。
Somebody will probably throw the Bible at him.
因为什么？它是一个严肃的场合。
Why? Because this is a very serious situation.
但是、啊、今天有些人呐、啊，只喜欢听故事。
But some members only like stories.
只喜欢听见证。
They like testimonies.
啊，只喜欢听啊一些比较有趣的哈，生活化的。
They want to hear about interesting things.
其实两边都不对。
But we know that both extremes are not right.
因为主耶稣的榜样里面，他两种都讲。
Because within the examples that Jesus Christ has set for us,
he did both. 他也讲很深的跟属灵有关的道理。
He talked about deep spiritual teachings.
他也讲很浅，让信徒马上联系的生活上的教训。
As well as very easy to understand daily teachings.
所以做信徒的我们不要挑食。
And the rest Christians, let us not pick what we eat.
吃太硬，消化不良。
If you eat something that's too hard, it's hard to digest.
吃太软，无法成长。
If you consume that's too soft, then it's not nutritious enough.
两种都有，你就长大成人了。
If you have a balance of meal, then you will grow.
所以在保罗的以弗所书里面讲到教会。
So in Ephesians, Paul talked about church.
前三章用深的道理讲教会的意义存在的价值。
For three chapters, talk about very deep meanings of the value of church.
后三章用生活当中教导我们一些信徒在教会里面应该要有的生活态度。
And the last three chapters talk about very easy, simple daily lives and the attitudes that Christians should have within the church.
以弗所书当中也用教会来做了一些比喻啊。
So in Ephesians, there were a lot of examples set for church.
比喻说，教会就是基督的身体。
For example, the church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
教会是主的殿。
Church is the temple of God.
圣灵的居所。
Also the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
以及基督的心腹啊。
The church is also the new bride of Christ.
在这五样比喻当中啊。
Within all these five different parables.
都是谈到一个信徒跟耶稣应该要有的关系啊。
Talks about the relationship a member should have with God.
第一个讲到身体啊。
First of all, we talk about body.
身体是执行的功能啊。
Body is
execution.
Body is a
function
of execution.
就是啊，你头要他做的事，他就去做了。
The head wants the body to do something, the body will execute it.
所以像你头说手举起来啊，手就举起来了。
So if your head tells your hand to lift, then you will lift your hand.
如果头说手举起来，手没有举起来呢？
What if, when your head says, I lift your hand and your hand doesn't lift?
只有两个可能啊。
There are only two possibilities.
一个，那不是你的手啊，那个是别宝玉的手啊。手举起来，怎么没有举起来啊？
It may not be your hand, it's someone else's hand. That's why it doesn't raise.
第一，那个身体不是你的。
First of all, then the body is not yours.
第二个可能。
Second possible.
就是你瘫了啊，你瘫痪嘛。
You're paralyzed.
所以啊，头有想啊，身体不会动啊。
Your head thinks some way, but your body doesn't move.
所以啊，今天教会既然是基督的身体啊。
So today, if the church is the body of Christ.
要确定教会是属基督的。
You have to remember the church has to belong to Christ.
那既然是属基督的。
If we belong to Christ.
主耶稣叫你怎么动，你叫怎么动啊。
The Christ says something, then you have to move accordingly.
很多时候啊，我们今天信徒生活为什么这么为难呢？为什么好像停滞前进不了啊。
Sometimes we think, why is it so hard to live as a Christian? Why is our life stalled?
因为我们常常是处于在这种半瘫痪的状况啊。
Because sometimes we live in semi-paralyzation.
主耶稣说，为我打福音的仗。
Jesus said, go out and fight the battle of truth.
你说，动不了啊。
The body says, I can't move.
因为我们属灵上瘫痪啊。
Because we are paralyzed spiritually.
为什么我没有说全瘫呢？
Why do I say we're not completely paralyzed?
因为安息日还会来聚会啊。
Because we still come to observe the Sabbath.
有时候没做圣工，心里还会有点内疚啊。
Sometimes when we don't do the Holy Week, we feel a little guilty.
所以半瘫啊。
So we're semi-paralyzed.
但是不要以为半瘫就不是瘫啊。
But do not think that's not paralyzed.
半瘫还是瘫哦。
You are still partly paralyzed.
所以不要做个瘫痪啊。
So do not be an incompetent.
能够像基督的身体说，耶稣说冲，你就走。
Be like the body of Christ. When Christ says go, then you go.
耶稣说停，你就停。
Christ says stop, then you stop.
这才叫做基督的身体哦。
That is how you are a body of Christ.
好，我们先休息一下，一起同心默祷。
Pray in silence.
阿门。